extra, be all about it. Hello news. Sunday, May 17th, marked the International Day of Action Against Homophobia and Transphobia. This event has been celebrated and grown every year since 2003. The annual march in Montreal took place at Place de Festival. The march was organized partially by the citizens group Fondation Emergence, a group that raises awareness, educating, and advocating for the rights of individuals of diverse sexual and gender identities. This year, the group is concerned over rising instances of hate, particularly among teens and younger people. A recent study from the Quebec government surveyed over 35,000 high school students and revealed that the number of respondents who would feel uncomfortable if their best friend was gay has doubled since 2017, from 24.7% to 40.4%. Nearly 25% of youth reported being uncomfortable with the idea of same-sex couples raising children. Up to 74% of students have witnessed or heard about others being bullied or victimized due to perceived sexual orientation. Clementine Bergeron-Isabelle is from the Student Support Association, the FECQ. She says that encouraging younger people to spend more time off of the internet and participating in diverse social events is key.
Being online is not enough. We need to speak louder, and this event is like the perfect opportunity to do that.
Olivia Baker is a researcher and instructor at Fondation Emergence. She's concerned with these statistics.
For example, there was a report in schools that says that young people are now more uncomfortable with the idea of having a gay best friend than they were a couple years ago. We are seeing a rise in disinformation about LGBTQ plus issues, but it can also be just we're more and more polarized, you know, like echo chambers and stuff like that.
Baker says a lot of the problem comes from online isolation that has become worse since the COVID-19 pandemic. The foundation's own research has also indicated significant rises in transphobia.
One out of eight people who answered our survey said they didn't agree with the fact that trans people would get the same rights and opportunities as everyone else, which is really the basic of human rights, right? There is actually one out of four people who said that trans people make them uneasy. And the same proportion said that they think trans people are confused and ought to be cured.
The theme of the march on Sunday centered around allyship, and attendees and organizers encouraged people to be socially aware of the increases in homophobia and transphobia and support the people around them.
We're here today to gather those allies and have a positive message that together we can stand together against hate and we can keep moving forward instead of backwards in terms of human rights.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
some to drugs and some to steal. Know that love waits for no one, horse or hill. You and I get together, burn a seal. I will wait for no God to make it real.
About movies.
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
Looking for something different to do in June? Arts for All is a three-day multidisciplinary arts festival happening across Montreal from June 4th to 6th, bringing together live music, poetry, spoken word, and visual art in community spaces around the city. The festival also supports a bigger mission, raising awareness around neurodivergence and mental wellness, with all proceeds going toward developing a music program for participants of Special Olympics Quebec. Catch Arts for All at La Tuscadora on June 4th, the Van Horn Underpass at Mario Park on June 5th, and Café Ling Vert on June 6th. More art, more community, and a chance to support something meaningful. Arts for All, June 4th through 6th, in Montreal.
If you...
CJLO 1690, it's the Electric Messiah Radio Show. Welcome. Every Thursday, 9 to 10. This week's guest is Burning the Forgotten, and they're in studio with us right now. Say hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey. Say your names and say what you do in the band.
Carlos Salgado, I play drums and percussions, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm Antonios Daskalakis, and I'm playing the guitar, the bass. I'm doing the vocals. Everything else that Carlos doesn't do,
right.
Except for the drums.
That's right. Just the two of you in the band.
Yes.
Yeah. Before we continue, let's just name those three songs we played at the beginning of the show. We played Igor, a band from France, with the song Daimoni from the album Amen. Tickets went on sale today. They'll be here Sunday, October 18th at MTELUS. After that, we played a Swedish death metal sometimes described as a supergroup. I don't know why. Yeah.
Yes.
The members are from Opeth, Catatonia, and Paradise Lost is the other. Yeah. And the song was Mass Strangulation. And then after that, we played Show Me the Body with a new single from their upcoming album. It's called No God. And they'll be playing tomorrow at the Rickshaw Theater in Vancouver if you're out there. All right, so that's that. Let's move on to this awesome album called Of Winter and Past. Is it correct?
Yes, correct. Yes,
yeah. There's six songs. I said album, but it's an EP.
Yeah, it falls into the category of EP, like I guess like 25, 26 minutes. Yeah.
Right. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame considers the definition of an album to be included has to be 30 minutes or longer.
Yeah.
So you guys were 4 minutes away from being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also, I think you need 5 albums according to the rules for the Rock Hall of Fame. Yeah. Don't worry. You'll get there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We have time.
You have time. That's right. all right. So where should we start? Where do you want to start? We're going to play the first song off the album. Let's just talk about the EP for a quick second, about how long it took to make, how long you've been recording it.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I love that. First things first, I want to say, like, thank you for having us today.
Thanks for coming on.
And, so it took us about, I would say, 2 years. It's been in the works, I would say. It was a slow process. So I started with writing the music and everything. And then apparently Carlos moved in Montreal. So I said, okay, here you are. Let's do it now. I need an actual drummer because my first EP was, easy drummer. So that was an opportunity. He said, okay, let's go do it. We jumped together for a couple of months, I think, right?
And 3 months or so.
Yeah, and then we went to the studio here in Montreal. We apparently went to various studios to record the whole thing. And it was released last Friday, May 15th, digitally. And we're waiting for CDs soon.
Right. And no merch, no shirts yet. No stickers yet.
Nothing That's yet. Okay. It's
coming. It's coming.
It's coming, yeah.
So let's start. Let's jump into the first song. It's called Of Winter and Past, which is the name of the EP. Talk about this song before we play it.
Yeah, so musically this song has very experimental for me, I think, sound. So it has a Greek instrument that's called bouzouki. It has also a baglama, which is a smaller version of the bouzouki. It has a tambourine. So it's kind of a folk.
You just answered 3 questions I was going to ask you. Yeah, thanks. yeah.
So for me, that was something special. I wanted to introduce new elements. And then, in terms of lyrics, it's kind of poetic, I would say. And generally for the lyrics, what I think is the listener can read the lyrics and, find meaning looking through their own eyes. That's how I would see it. But it talks about nostalgia, about the struggle with the winter. We had a long winter here in Quebec, the change into spring. Kind of all of that, like how the past connects to the future and leads us into the future.
Of winter and past.
Exactly.
Burning Forgotten here on CJLO 1690.
We'll be right back.
Electric Messiah, CGLO 1690. Whoop. Stop that. That was Of Winter and Past by Burning the Forgotten from their new EP of the same title. Very nice. The instrument at the beginning and the end was called a bouzouki.
Correct.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I'm going to look that up after. I want to see what that looks like. Does it look like one of those, was it like a three, a four string?
So it's three double strings.
Three double strings.
Special.
So is that not just six strings?
It depends.
Depends what you ask.
That's right. All right, let's move on to the next song. This song, maybe it's my favorite song on the album.
Okay.
Possibly my favorite song on the album. Can you say the title of the song for us, please?
Yeah, I thought you would have difficulties with that. So, yeah, so the title is Greek. So it's called Fotia sto mnima tou Katahana, which translates, for people who don't understand that, fire at the vampire's grave.
Okay.
So, a few things about this song. Truth is that it has been very popular. I didn't think of that when I was, you know, making it. I thought that the Of Winter and Past would be like the hit, you know.
Right.
So I'm surprised. So, so that's good. So the lyrics are in Greek, and the lyrics derive from a book I read in Greek. It's called Aliotos, which means unmelted. So it's a collection of vampire kind of stories that were written back in the 1800s in the Greek region. And they talk about the vampire and how the villagers, you know, would be afraid of the vampires. And it's a cultural thing. And, you know, the priest would come to do an exorcism, and then the vamp, like the dead, would like come back to life and haunt you and stuff.
These are Greek folk tales,
exactly,
from 200 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was very inspiring. So I said, okay, I have the music. I didn't have any lyrics for that. So I said, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do like a Greek lyric song, which is like, you know, special, I would say.
Sure.
And also the music, to be honest. The inspiration here is a little bit like the Greek 90s black metal, like Rotting Christ, Necromandia. Like, you can see the influence there, right?
I just saw Rotting Christ last week.
Yeah.
Love Rotting Christ.
I know.
Yeah. Well, seriously, I really love that band. Yeah.
And
they do, they really do put on that heavy Greek ness, the Greekness. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen then.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. This is
Fotia sto mnima tou Katahana
here on CJLO 1690.
Thank you.
Electric Messiah Radio. That's Burning the Forgotten with
Antonios.
Yeah. Carlos.
Carlos Amel, yes.
And what was the name of the song again?
Φωτιά στο μνήμα του Καταχανά.
Thank you so much. And there was a gong on that song.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yes. Yeah, we have gongs also.
Three gongs.
Yeah. So you've already named four instruments that are rarely get named at all anywhere that I can think of. They were bouzouki. Gong is rare. I mean, I love a gong, but it's very rare to hear about it. What were the other two?
Baklama.
Baklama. Oh, and I guess you said tambourine, which is very common. Sorry.
Yeah.
There were three. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine. Yeah. The next song on the EP is called Winds of Forgotten Ages. Talk about this for a moment.
Yeah, this is a more, I would say, epic song. It's more medieval. The tune is a little bit more medieval, more melodic. I would say also that perhaps it's a little bit more thrashy, more a little bit more powery metal, a little bit like it depends how you see it. But to
how
me,
how would you describe? Sorry, continue.
Yeah, like to me, it was like a little bit of a mix of many things, you know.
How would you describe the sound of Burning the Forgotten?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because you just named like four different genres, yeah.
That's true. Like especially for this EP, I didn't want to put myself in a box, so I let myself open and free, like to put different elements in there. But like if I would have to put like a label, would be old school.
You don't have to put a label.
Oh yeah, but you know. Yeah. Like just to answer the question, I would say like old school melodic death metal with perhaps black influences, I would say. Perhaps.
Right. My brain just says it's black metal.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I listened to it and I was reading the description earlier about melodic death metal and I hear it too, but like there's so many subgenres of subgenres and genres in general that it's difficult for my brain to pinpoint anything. And as one interviewer or one guest on the show once said, it doesn't matter what the genre is. Mm. As long as you like it, then you're good to go.
Correct, correct.
And this EP is great. I love this EP.
Oh, thank you, man.
And I'm going to keep listening for all the different elements into it. And the more I listen to it, the more I do hear those elements. Yeah.
Another thing I want to point out here is this is real. Let it sing a little bit. What I mean with this, it's Carlos played the drums. It's not Easy Drummer. It's not a virtual drums. It's not triggered. It's not sample replaced. The guitars that you hear, they are actually guitars through an amp, a Metal Zone and an amp through a microphone, right? No virtual instruments. The bass, the same thing. No DIs. So you're gonna, the more you listen, the more you're gonna pick up things, definitely.
Let's talk about the song Winds of Forgotten Ages.
Yeah. So we talked about the music, I guess, and then when it comes to the lyrics, I would say it's again a little bit on the poetic side. I cannot pinpoint it so much. I guess
all your songs are poetic, Antonio.
Yeah. It's my easy way out, like response.
What's this one? Poetic.
Yeah, that's
lots of bars.
Yeah. Well, let's see how poetic it is. This is Winds of Forgotten Ages on the Electric Messiah Radio Show, CJLO 1690. Burning the Forgotten here on CJLO 1690. That was Winds of Forgotten Ages from the EP of Winter and Past. Oh my God, it's 9:43 already. Oh, wow. Where did the time go? Yeah. I guess that means it's time for this.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
El Barbara and Theatre Outremont present One Man Show, a one-night-only spectacle from one of Montreal's true underground cultural icons. On Friday, May 22nd, artist and chanteuse El Barbara brings her interdisciplinary live show to Theatre Outremont, featuring songs from her latest album, Word on the Street, alongside new performance works and surprises throughout the night. Doors open at 7:30, with the show starting at 8 sharp, on the dot and on the nose. Ready to be amazed? Get your tickets now at theatreoutremont.ca. Justice accomplished.
There it is again.
Exactly.
What are we listening to here, Antonio? Antonius?
I forgot the song.
It's Interludium.
Exactly. Dans l'hiver éternel.
Oui.
I remember.
C'est ça. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a break, you know?
Yeah.
You take a break. A winter's break, I would say.
A break from the winter.
It's like a sick day.
I really like short interludes on heavy albums or EPs in this case. It is like a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
For lack of descriptive words. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So. We got about 15 minutes. We can keep playing this. Let's turn this up for a second. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO. Some poor sap in his car was turned that on 2 minutes ago and was so relaxed. And now we're about to blow his mind with this next song. So the next song is In the Wintriness of Sadness. Wintriness?
Yes.
Did you
special
invent this word?
Yeah. No, it's a real English word.
I looked at this earlier today and I forgot to look it up. Is it a real English
word? Check it out. It is,
I am going to check it out.
Yeah.
As a linguistics student, I'm bothered by this. Wintriness. Use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's difficult.
I wrote a song. It's called In the Wintriness of Sadness.
Yes.
There you go, Chuck.
Exactly. I find it like a nice word. I want something that, you know, it's a little bit intriguing. Like,
yeah.
So again, you know, this song talks about, you know, when we try to find our path in life and we go through stages. And, you know, we go through from the dark to the light and from the light to the dark, from the winter to summer, and from summer to the winter. So, yeah, it's a journey, I would say.
Okay. And then after this is Epilogos?
Epilogos.
Epilogos.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Greek again. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Epilogue. Means,
epilogue, it means the end.
The end, exactly, yeah.
And this is instrumental?
Exactly. Yeah. Buzuki again, sort one.
Buzuki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solo Buzuki.
Solo Buzuki.
Yeah, just Buzuki.
Don't mess around.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen nothing yet until you've seen a solo Buzuki. All right, so let's play In the Wintriness of Sadness from the EP of Winter and Past. This is Burning the Forgotten. Thanks, guys.
Perfect.
That was In the Wintriness of Sadness.
Did you confirm? the wintriness?
I haven't looked it up yet. Still don't believe you. No. And this is Epilogos.
Yes.
So talk, let's lower this a bit. Mm-hmm. And tell me what you were saying just while we were playing that song.
Yeah. So I think it's important to mention here, because we went through the process with Carlos, it's important to start recording music again, to record analog and real sound, because what I see, and many people ask me, okay, what was the new release that you liked, let's say from 2026, 2025, and I really have a hard time to find something that I actually and really like. And actually what I did, I said to myself, okay, perhaps there are things that I haven't listened to from the 90s, right? So, let's say a band that, you know, they never made big names and they just had an EP or an album and they disappeared. So I went and I did that. And I found stuff that I liked much more. And you would have, let's say, a Swedish melodic death metal band and another Swedish melodic death metal band from the 90s. And they didn't sound alike at all. Different production, different guitars, different vocals, different everything. And I dare you, go today, Bandcamp, search melodic death metal, you'll get the list, right? Everything is AI covers. I understand that AI now is part of our life, but that becomes too much, right? No one, there's no differentiation. So AI, and then you listen to the music and you start realizing that every four or five bands, it's a cycle that repeats. It's the same snare, this kind of the same guitars, same vocals, same patterns in the music. So that's, like, for me at least, super not interested. And then I tried with the 90s thing, and I was able to find more things that were new to me, but old, right? But new to me as music.
Right. And not formulaic and structured.
Exactly.
Randomly, or not randomly, but just differently than... You're saying the majority of the stuff that's out today is very formulaic and structured and...
And the production, too. And yeah. I think, you know, the producers and the mixing engineers, I understand for them it's like the easy way out in a way. Like, but bands pay lots of money to go to a studio and record. And in the end, they don't record drums. They just record hits that they become like a drum.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're replaced by a drum machine. They don't record guitars. And you see, like, I see, like, videos on Instagram and stuff, and people, they are supposed to play something heavy and they are in the control room relaxed, like, right? So we went the opposite direction with this EP. So we sweated. So we went to Studio Sophronic. I just want to give like a shout out to Mike Boisson and Felix. There, they helped us. We laid down
very good engineers, by the way.
Like, yeah.
Very good engineers.
Like crazy technical. They knew all their stuff and they knew our stuff and they knew... like above and beyond.
You didn't have to explain anything to them at all. Yeah. No.
So we did drums there one day and bass. And I remember who was Mike asked me, like, do you want to be in the control room? Like, you know, in the couch? So I said, no, I want to be in the live room with my drummer. I'm going to, like, stand 6 hours to lay down the bass tracks. So we did that, right? And then I went to Musico Pratique, which is next door. And I mic'd up, like, a Marshall amp on my own there with two mics that I have. And I booked the room for, I think, 9 hours. And, like, you should have seen me how I left the room. I could barely walk because I was standing in front of that amp, laying down the riffs, make sure that I recorded everything right. I mean, that translates. That goes into the music. And I think that bothers me, unfortunately, it's that this is lost. And I just want to say that because I think... We need to start talking about the sound, not just the music, but the sound. Because the first thing we realize is the sound. And then the brain makes it like a music that I like and or I don't like, right? So the sound has been lost. And it's crazy because metal was supposed to be about being organic, be real. And now it's the opposite in a way, right?
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, I like new stuff and stuff that are not like that, but when it's not the exception to the rule and it's now become the rule, then I think it's a problem. And I would say that it fits more the label like electronic whatever metal because it's not no more electric. It's more electronic, right? It's like listening to techno, trance, whatever, which is good. I like these genres, right? But
I hear you. I could get down with what you're saying. Yeah,
it's a big conversation. I just wanted to, you know, a window just to say that it's important. I think. Yeah. So we did go the opposite direction. So anyone who likes that stuff, it's real. You're gonna, as you say, you're gonna realize that I hear this here, I hear that there. Maybe a minor mistake. The snare is not like pop, 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 pop all the time, or the kick. Like, it's, we are human beings, so we play as human beings, not as robots.
Right. Yeah. Man, just open that door and then give us a minute to respond to it. Eh? It is such a big conversation. Yeah. AI in the arts in general, not just in music. All art.
Hmm.
The art community has massive problems with AI, from movies to music to
exactly.
physical art that you put on walls and stuff. Who knows? It's an interesting times that we're living in, for sure, in that aspect. We have about a minute left, so I'm just going to play this again. Let's go back here.
And can I say, the cover is not AI. Our cover is a real photo.
Right.
Not AI. We didn't use any AI for arts and stuff, or music.
You have all of those items in that photo.
Yes.
Yes, they're somewhere.
It's a real thing, yes.
Right. Well, we have about, 40 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to get out before the end of the show?
I just wanted to build on top of what Antonio was saying about the creativity and stuff. I feel like the old school metal bands, like, they will take an idea and then like build on top of it. And I feel like now it's like you have to follow like the trends or like the formula, right?
Yeah.
So then that makes like everyone just kind of does the same thing.
Yeah.
And before it's like, I have an idea, and then you like try new things on it, and then you figure out if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it's fine too, right?
Innovation is going down these days.
Yes. Yes. It's crazy.
Thanks so much, guys. We'll have you on again, and can't wait to see you live.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.